Phone Boy Speaks, episode 864, Man in the Middle. I'm staying at a hotel in Montreal, and I noticed something odd about the Wi-Fi that the hotel was providing. Unlike most hotels, a lot of them provide free Wi-Fi. That part's not unusual, but in this hotel, there's not even a splash page using like an acceptable use policy or anything. It just takes you to the internet. Well, however, I noticed some weird behavior on my phone. I noticed that for some very common sites like Google and, Yahoo and insert list of random things here, I started seeing certificate errors. And I looked at the certificate and it's essentially looks like the ISP is injecting a new certificate. And why would it be doing that? Well, a lot of sites these days have actually moved to HTTPS by default. And normally, in order to have a splash page, you have to be able to, redirect the connection to the splash page, although in this case, it doesn't seem to do that. What I noticed is if I went to an HTTP page first, it seemed to then be happy that I've, clicked or did something, and then it doesn't do the SSL redirect like it was trying to do before, and it all seems to work, but it looks really sketchy. And of course, I looked at the certificate and I said, okay, well, it's the ISP doing it, but even some of the software that Checkpoint puts out actually flags that as, well, maybe I shouldn't trust what I'm seeing on this connection because it could be man in the middle, and that's exactly right. So in order to modify content on an HTTPS connection, well, we have to present a new certificate. There's not unless you happen to have the private certificate of the server in question, which for Google and those kinds of sites, not going to happen. What we have to do is we have to present a new certificate that pretends to be the site that you're going to. And in a corporate environment, you may want to do this to look at what your end users are doing. And there may be some laws about that in your region. So maybe it's something you can do in the United States for sure, but it's maybe not something you can do in every place. But it's something that can happen. And so when you get that certificate error, you might want to look at it and see because on an open Wi-Fi, there's the possibility that somebody could be, essentially doing the same thing, right? They could be spoofing a certificate. So, in this case, at least it didn't seem like that was what was going on. But again, this is one of those things that you just sort of run into, and you may not know. So, watch out for those certificate errors because there could be a man in the middle. And on an open Wi-Fi like this, it's certainly possible